Hello?
Hi. Did you finish with the call? Can we finish that survey now? Do you mind?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The next question, we almost done. Which initiatives or programs do you think would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Again, you can select up to three. Walking counseling centers at school, suicide intervention programs, access to cultural affirming curriculum, access to quality after-school programs, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, promoting mental health, literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers, mentorship programs. What do you think?
Mentorship programs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was one or two, but was there one about educating on race topics or something, cultural something? Sorry.
Access to cultural affirming curriculum or access to quality after school programs?
School after school programs.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. Here's a definition for the term. Restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing complex harm and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school? Support or oppose?
Support.
Support?
Mm-hmm.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. School resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools? Support or oppose?
What am I using police officers in the school, like as guards or something?
Well, they're called school resource officers. They're really police officers hired by the school, by the local police departments to work in school. They're police officers. They're hired by the police, but they work in school.
To do what in the school?
To teach? No. They are hired by the local police department to work in school settings. It doesn't say what they do. It just says that they do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools. So I don't know what they do, but they are hired.
Oh, resource officer.
Yes, yes. Do you support that or do you oppose that?
Sure, support.
Somewhat?
Not really 100% sure, so
okay,
somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota school to use restraints such as choke holds on students? Oh, that's what they're doing.
What?
Okay, so
now
we know what they are.
That's bad.
Okay, oppose, strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Now we know what they, didn't even know what they were doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other race. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? You can select up to two options that will help the most. Support building a strong professional network, debt reduction, financial literacy, resources to reach financial goals, more opportunity to promotions and raises, help acquire valuable job skills, ability to build an investment portfolio, and help starting or maintaining a business. Give me two. You can choose up to two.
Oh, man. The...
The first one is support
building... Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
Support building a strong professional network?
No.
Not every
The second to last one about...
Help starting or maintaining a business or ability to build an investment portfolio?
Yes, investment portfolio.
Okay.
Was one about access to, like, classes or something about on finances.
Okay, I got financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, more opportunities for promotions and raises. That one? Or financial literacy to resources to reach financial goals?
Yes, the financial literacy.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the funnels would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? You can select up to two. Universal basic income, increased statewide subsidized housing, universal health care, increased rental assistance programs, increased income-based housing programs, increased home ownership programs, increased food assistance programs, subsidized public transportation. And that is true. Deal with the rising cost of living for you and your family.
Yes.
Universal basic income is number one. Increase
universal health care. Sorry.
Okay. Universal health care. And what else?
And then something about housing.
Increase rental assistance program. Increase home ownership programs. Increase rental assistance programs. Those are the ones about housing. Increased statewide subsidized housing. That's the other one.
Yeah, the subsidized housing.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? You can select up to three. It doesn't have to be three, but you can select up to three. Affordable housing options. Which of the following are the most important traits that you look for in a neighborhood to live? Affordable housing options, convenient public transportation options, friendly and supportive neighbors, neighbors who look like me, safe and secure surroundings, access to parks or natural spaces, access to good schools, walkability, employment opportunities nearby. Which are the
walkability?
Okay.
And then friendly neighbors.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Again, you can select up to two. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Building more middle and low income housing. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, teaching people about home ownership. Up to two.
Up to two. So rent control and I think the last one you said.
Teaching people about home ownership.
The one before that.
Repurposing unused or abandoned land. Okay. And the other one you said it was about control. Let's see. Building more. Giving incentives to companies to build. Building more.
Like
middle,
a second, first or second.
Building more middle and low income housing. That one. Making houses more energy efficient is the other one. And setting rent control to allow people, that's the one you're talking about,
that
right?
That one, yeah. That's
yeah,
the one.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Single. Living with a partner. And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household, including yourself?
Two.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Full-time, thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Also United States.
Both of them were born in the United States. Thank you. For mm-hmm. when did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? You voted for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $24,199, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $100,000 to $249,999. Is that the one? Or is
yes,
it more than $250,000?
That one's a bigger.
Yeah. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much. You've been great. Thank you. You have a great night. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.